This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
The information provided or any opinions expressed in this show are of a general nature only and should not be construed or relied on as a recommendation to invest in a financial product or class of financial products. You should seek financial advice specific to your circumstances from a financial advisor before making any financial decisions. A disclosure statement can be obtained free of charge.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. This is a program called Candy View. It's all about your finances. And today it's my pleasure to have in the studio Bruce Jenks from the Stewart Group right here in Hastings. How are you going, Bruce?
Great, thanks, Ken. Feeling fantastic and invigorated at this beautiful time of year, these autumn colours out there.
I hate the cold. I think it's a sign of getting old because you feel the cold when you're old. Well, you're not as old as me, Bruce, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I just look at those bright autumn colours. I've been looking at the Hawke's Bay photographs on Facebook. There's some awesome photographers here in the bay, particularly Dobell Reserve area at the moment, which I'm involved with Taradale Rotary.
Sounds like you're being mindful there.
We have to be, I think. Even getting up at 5 o'clock and getting out in the morning chill. Do you remember the Norska ads back in the 70s? Did they say? That feel alive feeling?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And I live right across the road from the Mission Vineyard, and we've just been watching how the leaves change colour and now they're all dropping off. And it is good to watch.
Beautiful, isn't it?
But before you know it, they'll be back.
Yeah. Well, that chill brings about the roar from the stags at this time of year.
Yes, that's a good segue into. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about stagflation, but before we get there, just remind our listeners what the Stewart Group is all about.
Stewart Group is all about people and their journey through life and how finance helps them achieve their aims and goals.
And if we want to come and see you, where are you?
We're here in Karamu Road in Hastings there in the big building with the tartan square on the side. And we're available also around the country.
Yes, indeed. Now, your reference to the stag, have you ever been out during the roar and done a bit of hunting?
I generally tried to avoid it as a tramper. It's a dangerous part-time of season, and try not to wear antlers.
All right, stagflation, tell us all about it. What is it?
Well, basically, what the situation is there is that there's an economic situation where we've got, you know, our growth is slowing, which we've seen a bit here in New Zealand. I don't think it's so much so globally, but high unemployment, that's on the increase at the moment, and rising prices continuing or persisting. And fortunately, I hope we're seeing those coming back down.
Are we the first of a trend, or are we just out there on our own when you say it's not happening in the rest of the world?
Well, we believe in diversification when we invest people's money, and we know that's a good thing because different economies perform differently around the world. And you look at the US at the moment, and you know, stagflation is far from off their agenda. And in a way we are. We're a trading nation, and We need to be competitive, and we've come out of a very tough time economically where, you know, the economy's been switched off and then switched on again. Our red meat prices for lamb, our price for the white gold milk is down, and that has iterations through our economy.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's ways that it can be dealt with, but hey, I take a positive view of things. Sometimes a bit of a, fasting can help you become better and perform better.
Yes, it can. Yeah. I wonder, I was reading an article about stagflation before you came. I mean, how does it literally work? And one of the suggestions was that it's a result, or can be a result, or part of the cause is poor economic policy. But is that always the case?
No, but economic settings are very important because that's how you stop getting yourself into that into that situation. And we can see what's happening now with the government spending being pulled back looking to produce a greater production and greater efficiencies. So, our economic settings are important. You know, interest rates go up. That increases the cost of things, so that's rising inflation. Mm-hmm. And when you happen to have an unemployment going up because people can't afford to run businesses or employ people, because of the high interest rates, then, of course, unemployment will go up. And also, because those people aren't employed, they can't reach into their pocket and spend. Yes. And hey presto, we've got three factors that are stagflation. Mm.
Is it cyclical?
I think our economies go through these cycles, and they do follow, and I could see it happening after what we'd been through with the printing of money and low interest rates and the inflation that followed. And there is always the risk of stagflation. That's not certainly something that will happen, because we will turn around and be more productive and grow. And that's important because we are a trading nation here in New Zealand.
So for the uninitiated, someone listening to this program perhaps for the first time who's not interested in finances, what is stagnant during stagflation? Exactly what is standing still?
Standing still. So definitely not standing still are the two factors of rising prices and inflation and unemployment increasing. Mm. They're definitely not. But what is standing still generally is growth, you know, productivity. Yep.
It's not really a thing you can prevent, though, is it? I mean, I can't imagine that any government would go into a cycle of parliament thinking, oh, well, this is going to create some stagflation.
And nobody
can
does.
You see it coming?
You can be aware of it on the horizon and the possibility of it, and you can change your economic settings so that you don't encourage it along. And if you take a look at what's happening at the moment, for example, immigration settings, stopping the import of employees coming into the market, that's going to help reduce high unemployment, or it should do. And, you know, rising prices, well, we're looking to reduce inflation and, you know, the interest rates can't remain high. And when we look at New Zealand's interest rates, they're projected to decrease. And indeed, when we look at New Zealand's high inflation rate now, you know, that's expected to reduce gradually over the next 12 months. So, yes, I think we can see it coming. We can put the settings in our economy and what we do personally actually in place to make sure we're in a resilient position to weather out the storm should it happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we made you the boss of the country and we, hindsight being 2020, we wind the clock back, what would you do differently that's got us to this position? Or what should have been done?
Look, my view of New Zealand is, and I mentioned it before, a trading nation. We are susceptible to the outward forces of the rest of this world. We are, what, 0.6 of the world's capital in the stock exchange, in shares. So we are tiny.
Yes, we are.
We are subject to a lot of those outside forces. What would we do different? You know, going through a pandemic like that, it was extreme times. I cannot remember a time. I'm in my late 50s. I can't remember a time when that happened. I do remember stagflation in the 70s, and that was a shortage of supply of oil.
Yes.
What would I do differently? Look, hindsight's a great thing. I think whoever's been managing it has been doing their very best to make sure we survive through whatever economic turmoils we have.
Yeah. What does stagflation mean for investors? And you mentioned the stock market, but what does it mean for mum and dad investors who are now looking at what they're doing with their money and what they're going to get back for it? What can they do?
Well, the thing is, and there's a great report by Russell Investments about, you know, term deposits, and we can see with high inflation, a lot of people are attracted by high term deposit rates. Mm-hmm. But by the time you take away tax and inflation, you find your money is going backwards. Mm. And that's quite a common thing. So if you're looking for resilience, then you need to look at the such things as equities and companies and shares. Now, I think that it's a part of every good plan to have those three buckets of your daily cash flow, your next 2 years fixed, and anything else other than that is for investment or business. Mm-hmm. if that's what you do in running your own business. So having that investment that's diversified across shares, which are the growth vehicles of investment, and bonds and fixed interest, which tend to be the stabilizers. When we look at the performance of shares, they tend to be very volatile. You see, they have some really big highs and lows above and below the line, negative and positive. But bonds, when you look back over the last 30 years, they've generally been positive above the line. They haven't been as greater returns as companies. But we had the rotten bonds in 1994. You remember the mortgages they packaged up?
That's right.
And then we had the recent COVID pandemic, which we had really low interest rates. We came out of that, interest rates went up, so fixed interest bonds had a negative return. That's about two times in the last 30 years, so they're very stable, low return. They are returning back to the normal levels of where they used to be. You look at the 10-year US bond rate, that's come back to a median over the last 20-odd years, so things are coming back to what we should see as normal.
Are they still popular, bonds, as a fallback?
Yep, they have a role to play. But as I say, depending on a person's goals, aims, and their susceptibility to the movement, the roller coaster, the up and down, what they can ride, there's a place for bonds and shares, but shares are the ones that are the growth vehicle.
I guess at this time, probably the best advice is not to panic and stay there for the long haul, isn't it?
Yeah, don't panic, Mr. Mannery. very much so, and that's very much a part of what we do. You look at the world's GDP, that's at 3.1%, while we're sitting here at 0.3%. Somewhere in the world it's growing.
Yes, it is.
Guess what? It's the US market.
Yeah.
And that's why our clients have a very diverse portfolio of shares.
I was watching Fox News a few weeks back, and they were talking about stickyflation. What's that? Just as an aside.
Stickyflation.
Yeah. Have you heard of it?
I have, and really that's inflation that won't go away. It's a long-term issue, and there are periods that are like that.
So it's worse than stagflation.
Well, I don't think anything's necessarily any worse. Stagflation is pretty bad when you look at what follows with
it. Absolutely.
But sticky inflation is going to cost, going to mean that any assets that you own, if they don't have any growth or resilience built into them, you're going to have a less of a purchasing power.
Yeah.
That's what we have to be mindful for, and that's why I mentioned that Russell Investments report that I looked at. You know, term deposits, they are a real drag on it. But there is a place for them, because in that near term, you need money that is cash, that is a solid foundation for the things you're planning to spend on.
We've talked about it many times over the years we've been doing this program, but adverse times, someone always makes a quit, don't they? Is it a good time to get out there and do a bit of investing?
In adversity, there's opportunity. That's Albert Einstein.
And,
things don't have to be going bad to make a dollar, but you do have to watch out for those sorts of things and take the opportunity while you've got it. Time is limited for all of us. The more resilient we can be, the better plan that we have, the more confidence we can have in our future. Money is about us being able to do things we want to do, not to have a stockpile.
Now, I know you haven't got a crystal ball, but in this period of stagflation, is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Is it getting brighter, or has it not even come on yet?
I actually don't think the light's come on yet. Yeah. It's just been sitting out there as a something that's possible. And I think when you look at how it's being managed in the various economies around the world, particularly New Zealand, there's an active part that the governments are playing in making sure we don't end up with stagflation again.
Right. Yeah. All right, Bruce, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. If we want some sound financial advice, where do we get it?
You get it from Stewart Group here in Karamu Road in Hastings, and we're available via our 0800 number and via our website. You can make an appointment to come in and have a chat. It's obligation-free without commitment. So, look, if we're a good fit and you feel we're a good fit, then we're away.
The information provided or any opinions expressed in this show are of a general nature only and should not be construed or relied on as a recommendation to invest in a financial product or class of financial products. You should seek financial advice specific to your circumstances from a financial advisor before making any financial decisions. A disclosure statement can be obtained free of charge.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.